Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty.
Yes, we can never underestimate the power of Mother Nature. That's true. That's true. Amen. Okay, let's play some music here to get us started. Okay, we'll play Jehovah Sabbath. Okay, it was by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Choir. Very good.
Thank you. rewrite my theme. Thank you, Lord, for the rewrite.
You are the Word of God again.
Because of the boils, for the boils were the magicians and all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus the Lord God of Hebrews, let my people go, they may serve me, for at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart, and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me on in all the earth. Now if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed for this purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and my name may be declared in all the earth. Yet you exalt yourself against my people, and that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, such has not been in Egypt since the founding until now. Therefore send now and gather your livestock and all that you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every animal which is found in the field and is not brought home, and they shall die. So he who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses. But he who did not regard the word of the Lord led his servants and his livestock in the field. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail on all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, and on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire darted to the ground. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. But it was hail and fire mingled with the hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. And then Pharaoh saw that the rain, the hail, and the thunder had ceased. He sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart in his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard. Neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken to by Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, so that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land and all that hail has left. So Moses stretched out his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land that day and all that night. When it was morning, an east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up all over the land of Egypt and rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there be such after them. For they covered the face of the whole earth. So the land was darkened, and they ate every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. So there remained nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God, against you. Now therefore, please forgive my sin only this once and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. So he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a very strong west wind, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. But Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, and we may sacrifice our Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us, and not a hoof shall be left behind. For you must take some of them to serve the Lord our God, and even we do not know what we may serve the Lord until we arrive there. Amen. I hope this Bible message goes out to all of you, and you take heed on it. Amen. Alrighty. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply accept the Lord Jesus to come into your life, and you can do this by saying this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. If you'd like to see me, the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you're out there and you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key. When you do so, I will bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Alrighty, well, let's play some more music here. Play I Choose You by Kara Sherrard.
Yes, yes, y'all, and we don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and we don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all,
yes,
and we don't stop.
Come on.
And we don't stop, and we don't stop.
You're not the way that I feel. You're the genuine and real. Anything you say, I will. Every time I talk to you, always on time. I'm hiding my strength.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. What a blessing. Amen. All righty. Let's get into tonight's prophetic word. The Father says today, when you sow out of resources, I will increase the fruits of your labor. Are you ready for money to move by the Spirit? Are you ready to lay hold on the treasures of unrighteous mammon and cast them at my feet as the bounty of your benefits towards my kingdom? You must be rich in the kingdom, in the wealth of the kingdom. You will no longer be conflicted about being a conduit of blessing out to others and out to ministry purposes. You cannot serve me in mammon, but I will cause you to plunder the economy of man that you might know the economy of my kingdom. I am teaching you, says the Father. I am instructing you. Relinquish the understandings and doctrines of limitation. Man scoffs, but faith acts. Act in faith this day. Feed the poor. House the homeless. Care for the widow. Visit the prisoner. Cast your bounty at the feet of the apostles. Activate the economy of my kingdom over your life. Tear down the altar of idols and impede the nature I have imparted to you, even the nature of giving your heart. Act now. Make me a little cake first. What you make happen for others, I will make happen for you. As much as you have done it to the least of these, you have indeed done it unto me. It is your time. This is the hour. No more delay and no more denial. The bounty of heaven is this day showering upon your life, says God. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, we have a couple callers, but nobody has pressed the one key, so technically we have no callers until they press the one key. I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I know you're out there listening, so this shout-out goes out to you all. Amen. All righty. Well, I guess I'm going to end the show since we have no callers. Okay. And, we got a caller. Let's take it and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
How you doing, Pastor?
All right, how you doing?
Apparently, I missed your show earlier yesterday and heard it on the replay. I have a couple of questions. One has to do with your Army stories. Can you tell a couple of them?
No, I ain't going to tell any Army stories, no. They ain't worth telling.
What's wrong? Why am I missing about the Army stories? Why can't you talk about it? You weren't. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on.
Nothing's going on. It's just there ain't too many Army stories to tell, really. Okay.
You enjoy the time in the Army?
Yeah, I did a good time in the Army. I also spent time in the Navy. Okay.
On a boat?
I was in the Seabees in the Navy.
So were you on a ship?
No, I was not on a ship. No, I was in the Seabees. Seabees don't go on ship, really.
Okay. And how long were you in the Navy for?
A couple years.
You enjoy that time?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
So I'm trying to say this in a let's say, without tiptoeing around. Were you gay then?
No.
Did you have any feelings towards men during that time?
No.
So I always heard that gay people were always gay. You turn gay is what you're saying.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I don't really know. It just happened one day.
You were always 100% straight man, and you turned gay?
Yep.
Did you wake up one day and become gay?
Yep.
Really?
Really.
Okay, what day did that, what happened that you woke up and turned gay?
Don't know, really. Just was that way.
Were you drinking or doing something the night before?
No.
So you're saying any of us can wake up one day and become gay?
Well, yeah. Anybody can become gay, yeah.
I was told that you were born gay, and it's not a choice.
No, I wasn't born gay.
So you turned gay?
Yep.
And you weren't on any medication or any alcohol or any substance that turned you gay?
Nope.
No chemtrails in the sky that day?
Nope, nothing.
So will you tell a story on that day that you turned gay?
Up, to what?
You had your Fruit Loop? Then what?
None. Just realized I was gay one day.
You realized that day that you were gay, but not before, any time before. You never questioned it.
Yeah.
So what did you do that when you realized you were gay that day? What did you do?
Nothing really.
So you're saying it had an impact, but it didn't have an impact.
Kind of like that, yeah.
So how do you know it was that day that turned you gay?
I don't know. I just do.
So tell me about your life situation on that day. Were you married?
Yeah, I was married.
And the day you figured out you were gay, you say to your wife or whatever, I'm gay?
Yep.
And what'd she say?
She said, okay.
It sounds like there are a couple too many holes in that narrative. If a man tells his wife he's gay, she's just going to say, okay?
Yep.
Did she suspect something?
No.
Were you wearing a pink shirt or something? Why would she just say okay?
No, wasn't wearing a pink shirt. She just said okay.
And you get divorced over that?
No, we're still married.
Did you leave her on that day?
Yep.
You left her on that day?
Yep.
And she was cool with it?
Yep.
And you guys weren't fighting any time before that?
No.
Well, that's a little hard to believe. I mean, if any man could just say to his wife or girlfriend, I'm gay, and just get out of it, I suspect many people would.
Well, that's what happens.
And after you left, what'd you do?
Nothing, really.
Didn't go to any gay bars?
Yeah, I went to some.
That night?
No, not the same night, no.
Did you have a guy that you had your eyes on?
No, nope.
So how long after that were you in a gay relationship, a formal gay relationship with a boyfriend?
Maybe about a year later.
Were you questioning anything during that year period of time?
No.
Okay, when I say boyfriend, I mean any random gay guy. Like, first time you had gay sex was 1 year after you left your wife?
Yep.
So you waited 1 year with no sex and nothing. And you had
right.
no ED at the time, correct?
Right.
And before that time, you never looked at some gay magazine like Playgirl or anything else?
No.
So you're saying that, like, some people that we know may turn gay the next day. Who would you suspect would do that? Would it be like DC2, you think?
No, I don't think DC2
Johnny Longfeather?
Would turn. No, I don't know.
What about Tony Gaga?
It could happen with Johnny Longfeather. I don't know.
You think he's a little lot in the loafers?
I don't think so personally, no. But I mean, I'm saying Ashley said it already happened with Johnny.
Well, she should know if she was there, right? But I doubt she was there. So, I mean, you have that gaydar thing, apparently. Who would you think or assume would turn gay? Tony Gaga?
Well, I think he's gay anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's gay.
What makes you say that?
Because he's in denial about getting his rectum taken care of.
His rectum taken care of. Oh, you mean the fear of being butt-fucked?
Yeah, well, he's not in fear of it. He actually enjoys it, okay? But he won't admit it.
So you're saying he already had gay sex?
Yeah.
Who do you suspect he had gay sex with?
Alfonso.
Okay. And any of that other crew you assume is gay?
No.
Is that Rico gay?
Oh yeah, Rico. Yeah, Rico. I think he's more bisexual than gay.
Okay. BDF? BBF?
Oh, he's definitely
J-Bo.
Gay. No, not J-Bo. No. Ashley says he's bisexual.
Who?
Ashley.
Ashley's a man?
No, Ashley is a person. She says I'm bisexual.
Is that a boy or a girl?
I think it's a girl.
Because some places down south, there are some men named Ashley. And no one else you suspect is gay?
No. Okay, not this time.
Okay. And who
Dr.
do you
Ed
think...
that Abel is gay, and he has it on good authority.
Dr. Ian said J-Bo is gay?
Yeah, and he has it on good authority.
Now, which Dr. Ian is that?
That's Doctrine.
The coon singer?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess he should know. That's firsthand. And on the list of people you assume may turn gay is just Longfeather?
Yeah.
No,
let me bring him on. Let me see who we have. 111.
You asshole. You're an asshole, Ken.
Well, Johnny, I'm just saying that people have been saying that you're gay anyway.
That's disturbing. I'm not touching any ween. No one's touching mine. There's no poop play. Nothing.
Can I say something? In his defense, I did hear him once say something about scalping a dickhead.
Oh, that's circumcision. That's different.
Yes. I don't assume that's gay. That's just
scalping. That's just, you cut off low on the end. That's no big deal. Ken, why are you being so difficult to interview? You weren't taking serious any of the questions. You just kept saying, yep, 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 nope, yep, yep. Well, you didn't tell. Why didn't you tell them about that time that you were in the army and you got cut? You were caught banging a chicken.
I didn't get caught banging a chicken.
Oh, that's probably why you didn't tell them that. Well, somebody did. Somebody was in the Navy and growing a chicken. Wasn't you though, right?
No, it wasn't me. It was a friend of mine that I was in the army with that told me that he fucked chickens.
Oh,
what
I
the hell?
That confused. Yeah, it's the egg hole. Tell him, Kent.
You had a friend who fucked chickens?
Yep.
Tony Farrar.
And did he say it was good?
He enjoyed it.
Now, do you assume they flop around like or they just sit there and take it?
Well, supposedly what he told me, what he did was he took the chicken head, placed it in a drawer, and slammed the drawer shut on the head, and the ego went crazy all over his stuff.
I'm trying to picture that. So the chicken was dead?
I don't know if he was dead, but I know he got his head banged in a drawer. That's what he said.
Well, at some point, it's different. He'd be fucking, technically, he'd be fucking a piece of meat, not a chicken.
Well, it's alive. It's a living animal.
Well,
it's not
he
a piece
killed
of meat.
It.
Well, it was squirming around. It was probably just impaired or handicapped or on the way to being dead.
Well, chicken is kind of a weird word. If you fucked a cow when a cow was alive, you fucked a cow. But if you killed a cow, you fucked some beef.
This is, why are you going into detail on this? Ken, let's go back to another. But Ken, let's go back to another part of your story. You claim that just one day you became gay. Isn't that because Dick Nolan raped you?
No.
Can you explain who Dick Nolan is?
That's my adopted dad.
But you had a sexual
he
relationship. You had a sexual
relationship.
Did you
like Dick? Did you enjoy Dick?
Richard.
Okay, we're going to call
this. I'm asking you a question. This is
good night, everybody.
Got to the Dan Garland.
Okay. Talk to you all later. Have a wonderful night. God bless. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda, hopefully, okay, and she will, give us a blessing tomorrow night. Amen. Good night.